forward coach and part of the team under Adam Simpson that has the guys really playing cracking good football is Justin Longmuir. And he, of course, is a Fremantle boy from back in the day. So I guess there's, for him, no split loyalties, but certainly an observation of who's above them off the ladder. How are you, Justin?
Yeah, good, thanks, Finny. Yourself?
I'm well, and I'm starting to get worried about playing West Australian teams. That is the team I barry for St Kilda, because I'm sort of glad they had a good quarter in the second quarter. Otherwise, there might have been blood on the Etihad Oval surface. When I say blood, gee, some of the football West Coast play was sizzlingly good there. You must be delighted as the forwards coach to be receiving and have the opportunity for your charges to get the delivery of the delivery that they're getting. Guys like Josh Hill, confidence player, he's taking advantage of great work up the field, Justin.
Yeah, and the forward line's always a reflection of the work done through the midfield and the back line. So, yeah, they're doing a really good job. We're getting some really good supply. I think we're averaging close to 60 inside 50s the last 4 weeks. So we're definitely getting enough supply down, and fortunately enough, we're finishing the job. So we've got some really classy players in our forward line, and they're working together really well and sharing the spoils from the work up the field.
Now, I was sitting in the stands on Saturday, and I was very concerned with Josh Kennedy and whether or not he should be out there playing. We know that there was a decision made in the last couple of weeks, and I was trying to convince anybody with West Coast with West Coast ties, they've got to get him off for his own good, because if they don't, he's going to kick 15 goals. I mean, I'm not quite sure how you go from season in doubt to really playing good football in a matter of days, but obviously the balance has tipped in his favour.
Yeah, it was always one of those tricky incidents that we had to really wait and see if we could get some second and third opinions from different surgeons around the country, and the club, with someone like Josh, is always going to be really diligent, and he's one of our top two or three players. So we had to dot every I and cross every T when it comes to looking after him. So the club did a really good job. They made a really calculated call on whether he could damage his elbow further, and the call was, came down to whether he could play with the pain, and he did that really well. The Port Adelaide game the first week, he's something that's probably not really noted with Josh. He's a real tough character. He's played with injuries a lot throughout his career, and I was really, really surprised with the way he got up for that Port Adelaide game, and the elbow's been progressively getting better ever since. And he's continued on his really good form from the first few weeks of the season.
Justin, it's Nigel Carmody. Thanks for your time this evening. We mentioned Josh Hill off the tops. 7 goals in 9 games last year, 18 in 6 this year. What's the discernible thing in his game or his pre-season that's turned that around?
Oh, it's definitely been a supply thing. I thought his last 4 games of last year were really impressive. He got up the ground and played a little bit more on the wing, and I think he was 3rd or 4th in our score involvements through that period, which was a really good period for us. We finished off the year really well, and he was a good part of that. The thing that I've always worked on with Josh is if he does the grunt work, he'll get the rewards on the scoreboard, and that's what's happening at the moment. His pressure is first class. His contested possession has got still a little bit of improvement to go, but he's really lifted that area of his game, and he's getting the rewards on the scoreboard, which is pleasing to see, because he's put in some hard work over the pre-season. He's as fit as he's ever been. So it's always good to see players getting reward for effort.
It's been a real trend in your victories that they've been built on really big second halves. Is there anything you can put that down to?
No. It definitely hasn't been a half-time thing. We haven't changed much at half-time. It's probably just how the cards have fallen. West Coast have always been a really fit side, and we've got some elite runners in our side in Maston and Gaff and Shuey and those types of players that just wear sides into the ground, and they just thrive on work rate. And I think that's probably been the thing that's really shone through is we're getting our fair share of the ball through an improved contested side of our game, which is allowing those types on the outside to really put teams to the sword in the second half.
We're speaking with Justin Longmuir, West Coast Eagles assistant coach. On the weekend at the game, I was sitting amongst, and I don't know what the collective name for a group of Duggins is, but whatever it is, a dug out of Duggan's, and they were rightfully very proud of Liam. He's got some skill. Gee, did he use the ball well? And he also found ball. It's one thing to be known to be a very good user of the ball and demand it, but in one-on-one contests, I was actually surprised at his ability to either break even or maybe win a bit of ball himself. He's promising.
Yeah, he is. He played sub the first few games he played for us, and he came on the second half of the Brisbane game, and I think he had 11 possessions in about 25 minutes, and he was really impressive in that game, the way he won his own footy and used it. And ever since he's got his chance to start, he's been super impressive, and he's just a kid that's willing to learn. He wouldn't have played much half forward throughout his junior career, but he can tell that he listens to everything you say, and he's one of those kids that is able to put it into action really quickly. So he's a quick learner, and he's very skillful, so it's a good combination.
Off the SMS, a question to you, Reid Natanui, and probably something for the whole coaching staff. Is there any concern over his low mark tally?
We're constantly working with him to position himself better around the ground. He's definitely missing some opportunities, especially down forward. There was a few opportunities on the weekend where he was in pole position to lead and mark, and he didn't quite get that right. So, we're definitely working on that. It's a work in progress. He obviously doesn't come from a football background. But the other thing with Nick is he can have an impact without having a high mark or possession tally, and he's been really important around the footy for us this year. He obviously can jump over tall buildings in the middle of the ground, which gives us first use, and that puts opposition teams under all sorts of pressure when you have a real commodity in the ruck like that. And we're happy with him. The way he's going, he's been really impressive, but yeah, there's definitely some room for improvement, which is probably scary for opposition clubs.
Club's always had a wonderful record at bringing back homegrown Western Australian talent into the team and making them better, seemingly. And two at the moment in Jamie Cripps and Elliot Yeo are a wonderful example of that. Just concentrating on Elliot Yeo for a moment, Justin, his ability to hit the scoreboard, has that proven to be a surprise, not only in recent weeks, but I guess dialing back to when he first came to the club? And I gather you would have looked at him thinking, this guy's purely going to be a player who's going to play as a perhaps small or medium defender or perhaps in the midfield, but not necessarily give you much scoring grunt.
Yeah, well, we acquired him from Brisbane as a half-back flanker. The thing that we really liked about his half-back work was his ability to read the ball in the air and take intercept marks, much the same as Jeremy McGovern. So those two are really, really strong for us down there in that area. So the fact that he's gone forward and been able to read the flight of the ball and back himself to launch at it and catch it hasn't really surprised me. But it was a little bit of an unknown. We sort of did a bit of background work on him, and during his junior career, he was a good forward and hit the scoreboard a little bit, but we didn't see that much in Brisbane. And the other thing that we probably didn't realise we were getting was just a beast around the footy. He's got a real competitive attitude on any ground balls, and he's added that size and strength for us in the middle of the ground. So he's been a solid player for us so far.
What an interesting month West Coast Eagles have got. Your next four games against four teams who are all sitting at 4-4. So they've really got, for them, and the teams being Geelong, North Melbourne, Essendon and Richmond, for them the next month is going to be make or break. And you've got to face four hungry, desperate teams over the next 4 weeks. It's a challenge. They're not the top four teams, but they might be four of the harder teams to beat.
Yeah, we've spoken about that this week to really set ourselves for the 4 weeks before the bye. And yeah, as you said, they're going to be really desperate. And I think a lot of a lot of media commentators would have put all those teams in front of us at the start of the year. So it's going to be a really good challenge. I spoke to the forward line group this week about the challenges we face as a forward line as well the next 4 weeks. We've got some really experienced back line starting with Geelong this week. So it's going to be a really good challenge.
Justin, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. One last one. We know being an out-of-towner as a coach can be tough in places like Perth and in Adelaide. Adam Simpson has probably, even from the minute he was appointed, he probably had less room for error than a WA-appointed coach. Things are looking rosy now. But I just wonder, what would be harder, to be a sort of a non-West Australian coaching West Coast or an ex-Fremantle player coaching West Coast? I don't know. Who's more likely to get their car keyed if things go wrong on the field?
Yeah, I'll get my car keyed after every derby loss. Whereas Tripoli cops it after every loss. So, yeah. He's been brilliant in the way he's embraced the club, and the club's embraced him. And it was always going to be tough for him to come in after John Worsfold and club stalwart coached the club for so many years. So he's done a fantastic job. He's reaping the rewards of hard work now. But as you said before, we've got a tough month ahead, and it'll be interesting to see where we sit at the bye.
Well, I'll tell you what. Imagine a derby for a grand final.
I don't want to get too far ahead of this.
Well, I'm asking the listeners. I think as a coach, you'll have to say exactly what you just said. We can dream about it. You can make it happen, Justin. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.